That second stanza of that hymn, that's kind of what captures this. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage for the living of these days. That it's the wisdom of God is meant for us for living. The teaching, the theology, the doctrine, however you want to say it, the truths about God are meant for living. Yes, we need to know these certain things about who God is. We need to know these and be able to say that, yes, I believe in these things. But it doesn't just stop there. Wisdom says, take these truths and put them into practice. Let them shape your lives. And people with the gift of wisdom are especially gifted by God for this, to be able to speak into all of our lives and to help us to connect spiritual truth with the truth of what it means to live daily. As we've been doing throughout this Spiritual Gifts Discovery series, we've been pausing each week to look at one of these gifts, and which helps those with that gift to recognize and understand that gift in themselves, but also helps the rest of us who might not be as strong in that gift, helps us to see how we need those others, how we need those others with that gift. And this is the same. We need the people with the gift of wisdom to speak into our lives. Also, as we've been doing, Katrina Johns, our equipping coordinator, has been interviewing people with these gifts. And so here is a little bit from two people in the congregation with the gift of wisdom.
Months ago, someone that I had met very briefly in a class I was teaching, asked me if I would be her like spiritual mentor. And I thought, I don't know why she would ask me that, but I shouldn't be rude and say no. And so I agreed to do it, and it's been really wonderful. And I realized in the course of talking with her, she's much newer to being Christian than I am, and that as she talks about her life, a lot of things come up where I can apply scripture to the situation that's going on for her, and that's very reassuring for her and helps her see her life and like see that God is at work in her life. I was thinking of a passage near the end of the Gospel of John when he says that these words are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that by believing you may have life in his name. And I think that's the point of scripture welling up in our minds, is so that we can see that Jesus is with us.
Thank you to Jody Meggerly, thank you to Susan for sharing their thoughts about how wisdom is at work and how God is using them in that. And I hope also that in these upcoming weeks, if Katrina contacts you and says, we know that you have this gift, would you share a story or share a little thought about it? I hope you will take that opportunity, because it's a way of encouraging one another. So Proverbs. You got a passage there from Proverbs chapter 9 that Jude read today. Proverbs, you normally think of a proverb as like a one-sentence kind of truth statement. And certainly a major portion of this book in the Old Testament is like that. Chapters 10 to 29 are all filled with just these short little statements, short sentences, truths about life, and they're kind of just thrown all together, it seems. But the first 9 chapters are really this extended kind of poem about wisdom, about God's wisdom. And it's said that King Solomon, King David's son, Solomon, who became king of Israel, that Solomon had prayed and asked God for wisdom, wisdom to lead the nation, and God granted it to him. And so then the book of Proverbs, it begins like a letter to his son, saying, this is the wisdom of God. I want you to know wisdom. And I think of it, and the imagery in chapter 9 is kind of like wisdom sends out servants. It says young women to go to the top of the city and announce, come, you know, come to my feast. But I kind of almost imagine it like walking down kind of a narrow street. There's doors on either side, and wisdom is there calling out to people saying, come, come learn wisdom. Come into my feast, come to my banquet, and I will show you the wisdom of God. But now if you read chapters 1 through 9, you also know that Lady Folly, or foolishness, is also trying to call out and ask people to come to her banquet. But her banquet is filled with, like, stolen food and things like that, whereas Lady Wisdom is said to have this rich banquet of food that she's providing. So in other words, Solomon is teaching his son, are you going to choose the wisdom of God or the foolishness of the world? I want you to choose wisdom. And think of it like this. Solomon, as a father, would have already taught his son, his sons, would have taught them about who God is, what God has done, how God saved the people of Israel, how God had promised that even though they were sinners, he would continue to love them and lead them and guide them. How God has promised that there would be a Savior one day. Of course, they wouldn't know yet that it was Jesus, but they would know the promise. Solomon had already done all that teaching, had really done catechism, right? Confirmation, Sunday school with his son. But now Proverbs and the idea of wisdom is that he's saying, now take what you have learned about God and use it for daily living. Use it in your daily life. Let it shape who you are as a person. He's inviting his son to know the wisdom of God, wisdom for daily life in the ways of God. And so wisdom is heard saying, leave your simple ways and live. Walk in the way of insight. Walk in the way of wisdom. Walk in the way of God's wisdom. Wisdom is not just facts, but it is wisdom for living. Some have called it the art of living by faith. We talk a lot about living by faith or having salvation by faith, knowing that Jesus died and rose again to forgive our sins and give us life everlasting. That is our faith. We live by that faith. But the art of living by it means, what is that gospel? What is that gospel message? How does that shape our daily lives? And that's where wisdom comes in. We are all called to seek wisdom. We're all called to stop at wisdom's door and to learn from wisdom and to follow wisdom's guiding. But again, some are specifically gifted with wisdom. Some of us are gifted with wisdom, gifted to guide others towards wisdom's house. Help the rest of us to see the connections that we ourselves would not see. That theology, teaching, doctrine, however you want to say it, the truths of God are for living. Those with wisdom help us in the art of living by faith. That theology, God's truth, is not just some abstract thing, but is for all of us, for our daily lives, according to the hope that we have in Jesus. How many of you have ever felt like, this is where I'm hoping you agree with me, or you've had this experience? Sorry, getting nervous. How many of you have ever felt like theology, doctrine, whatever it is kind of like something that's just sort of on the shelf? Okay, good. A few of you have felt that way. I mean, wait, it's not good that we felt that way, but I just felt like, you know, maybe it's, you know, not just my experience. That's good. Wisdom helps us to see it's not just something on the shelf. And this always makes me think of commercials from the 80s. If you were like me and watched a lot of rerun daytime TV or reruns at late at night in certain parts of the country, you would have known Joel Hyatt and seen his commercials. Here's one of them, and it always makes me, I always think of this when I start thinking about theology just on the shelf.
Somewhere in all these dusty law books, a great idea got lost. The idea that law's for people, and people should be able to afford it. At Hyatt Legal Services, we took the fear out of legal fees. You can consult with one of our lawyers for just $20. And for cases like divorce, wills, accidents, and bankruptcy, we tell you our fee up front. I'm Joel Hyatt, and you have my word on it. We took the fear out of legal fees, across the country and in your neighborhood.
I'm not sure that the $20 fee still applies for many lawyers. I'm looking at a lawyer out there. But I just always remember Joel Hyatt saying that somewhere in all these dusty law books, an idea got lost. The law is for people. And so then a few years ago, I recorded my own version in Concordia Seminary Library down in St. Louis.
Somewhere in all these dusty theology books, an idea got lost. The idea that theology is for the people.
And so that idea that theology is not just this abstract thing, and no, I didn't go on to say, you know, just for $20 I can consult with you. But somewhere we start to get the idea that theology, just dusty law books or dusty theology books in the library. But truly, what wisdom helps us to see is that theology, doctrine, God's truth from Scripture is for daily living. It's for people. That's wisdom. It's for the art of living by faith. And we need people with wisdom. If you are one of the ones with the gift of wisdom in your top three and on your keychain, we need you. We need you to speak God's wisdom into our lives because the rest of us aren't as good at connecting up these things. We might get around to it, but some of you are just gifted to be able to look at a situation and see that we're worried about something, we're trying to figure out something, we're trying to make a decision, and you, by God, are gifted to be able to speak into that situation and say, here's how God's truth applies. We need the people with the gift of wisdom to speak up in those ways. And if you haven't done the spiritual gifts discovery and seen that yet, please do that. There's information in the back on how to do that. And the rest of us, we can't get hung up on thinking that those who have wisdom, this God-given gift of wisdom, that somehow they're there to overshadow us. That's not what this is at all. But rather, take it as an invitation from God, an invitation from God to hear God's truth spoken into your life. You read the first chapters of Proverbs chapter 9, and this is not King Solomon saying to his son, look at how wise I am and how foolish you are, or anything like that. King Solomon is saying, I'm inviting you because God invites us to know his wisdom. He's inviting his son into that, and that's what we need those with the gift of wisdom to do. One of my professors from the seminary called it, the disciple is invited into the art of living by faith. And you've heard me say that phrase. It's what Dr. Aaron said, the art of living by faith. And the reason to call it art is because it's never precise, is it? You're living out your faith, you're going about your daily lives, and it's not just always a black and white kind of thing. It's not just very clear on do I check yes or no at this moment. It's much more difficult than that. It's an art. There's a beauty to it. There is a struggle in it. And none of us are ever going to get it right, but what it means is that Jesus loves me. This I know. But now, Jesus, how do I live within your love? How do I live out your love? It goes beyond just knowing that Jesus loves us. It says, what does that mean? How does that shape my life? Another one of my professors, Dr. Rosine, said it this way: theology isn't art, it is sapientia, which is Latin for wisdom. It is learning to look at life and then living not from our perspective, that's philosophy, but from God's perspective, that's theology. The wisdom is, how do we live from God's perspective? What does it mean to look at life and live from God's perspective? It means to live knowing that we are sinners in need of God's forgiveness, in need of His salvation. What does it mean to live from God's perspective? It means to know that we are sinners, but we are saved by Jesus, saved by what He has done for us. It means that to know that we are the people of God, we are disciples who follow Jesus, and we live from this humble hope. We live from who Jesus is. Our framework: pray, eat, love. Pray meaning anything that builds us up in the faith. Eat meaning anything that helps us to build relationships with others. And love, where we get to have those one-on-one or small group conversations about our faith. Now, another way that we could have, other words that we could have used there just to help us would have been theology, life, and conversation. You might have gone along with me and said, yeah, life, that makes sense. We're just living in our lives and being Jesus's people in our lives. Conversation, that makes sense. We're going to have conversations about Jesus. But you might have said, I don't know if it's so catchy to have our framework, this little catchphrase, always start with theology. Because again, it looks dusty. It looks like something that should be stuck on the shelf. But really, that's what we're talking about. That it's the truth of God helping us to live, helping us to have conversations which lead us back to the truth of God. And notice this, I think the whole thing is connected by wisdom. I think the whole thing is connected by wisdom. Wisdom is the thing that helps us connect. And the people with the gift of wisdom help us to go from being in a Bible study to seeing how that connects with our daily lives of just standing around the water cooler, right? And the people with wisdom help us to go from the water cooler to having some kind of conversation with people about what's the source of our hope. And when we've had that conversation, the people with wisdom draw us back to God's truth so that we keep talking about God's truth and not just our own truth. Wisdom ties these things together. Wisdom invites us to walk in the way of insight, in the way of Christ that we already know. That's discipleship. That's what we've been saying. Discipleship means God awakening disciples from head knowledge of the faith to heart life. It's a practical knowledge. It is a wisdom that includes both the head and the heart. That's our goal. And so wisdom is heard, leave your simple ways and live and walk in the way of insight. You're invited into the art of faith. You're invited into this. This is not go practice the art of living by faith so that you qualify for something. No, you don't qualify. That's the truth that we know from Scripture. We don't qualify to be God's people, but He makes us to be His people anyway, out of His grace, out of His mercy. And now that you are God's people, His wisdom speaks into our lives to help us to see what does it mean to live that out as His people. How does it change how I interact with a neighbor? How does it change the conversation that I have when it seems to be getting, you know, kind of more serious with a friend? Like we're having kind of a serious conversation. Do I reveal that my hope is on Jesus? God's wisdom speaks into all that. And those of you with the gift of wisdom, we need you. We need you to speak that wisdom into our lives. A lot of us are still just walking down the street and there's doors on either side. We're not sure exactly always where to go, but you get to be God's helpers, His servants, calling out, come. Come to the wisdom banquet. Come to God's wisdom. As we all learn the art of living by faith under the grace of God. Amen.